Gerlach has been connected with the German attempts to build an atomic bomb, yet his background indicated even more esoteric knowledge. In 1921, Gerlach received a Nobel Prize, not for nuclear research, but for magnetic spin polarization, dealing with the momentum of electrons and atoms situated in a magnetic field. Such work had little to do with the atomic bomb, but much to do with energy manipulation to include anti-gravity. In 1931, a paper titled About Gravitation, Vortices, and Waves in Rotating Media was published by O.C. Hilgenberg, a student of Gerlach, which indicated the focus of Gerlach's work. And yet, after the war, Gerlach, who died in 1979, apparently never returned to these subject matters, nor did he make any references to them. Almost as if he had been forbidden to do so, noted Cook. Interestingly, Gerlach's wartime work diaries were confiscated by U.S. authorities and remain classified today. At the turn of the current century, both Cook and the Polish military journalist Witkowski tracked Kommler and his top-secret Nazi energy work to the Wenceslaus mine, located about 215 miles west of Warsaw in Lower Silesia, near the border with Czechoslovakia. This mine is in Ludwikowik Klodzki, formerly Ludwigsdorf. The location was perfect for security purposes, as it was outside Germany, yet within the Greater Third Reich. Additionally, Kommler spoke fluent Czech. During their journey, Witkowski revealed his access to a formerly classified Soviet document detailing the interrogation at the end of the war of a Rudolf Schuster, who had been a member of the Reichssicherheitshauptamt, or Reich Central Security Office, Nazi Germany's version of the Department of Homeland Security. Schuster revealed that in June of 1944, he was transferred to a special evacuation commando called General Plan 1945, formed by Martin Bormann to evacuate valuable science and technology from the Reich. Schuster, who was not privy to the plan's overall agenda, nevertheless located much of these evacuation activities in the area of the Wenceslaus mine. Schuster's testimony, coupled with other information, convinced Cook that the Bormann evacuation plan had been one of the Nazis' greatest secrets. There has never been any official acknowledgement of the existence of the Special Evacuation Commando, he wrote. It was this unacknowledged evacuation operation that saved the Reich's most precious technology.